Park. Joining us right now, though, let's get serious. This is a serious topic. Nick Calio is the president and CEO of Airlines for America. We've spoken to Nick before about various dangers inherent to Reagan National Airport and all of the air traffic here on what is quite possibly the busiest runway in America. This, of course, following that horrific mid-air collision that we experienced last month. And my understanding is, Mr. Calio, that today we will get the preliminary report from NTSB announced at 10 a.m. Is that correct?
Well, there's a hearing up on Capitol Hill at which Chairman Homendy is going to testify, and you will get a preliminary report. I'm not sure it will be a final report.
Okay. What are you expecting to hear today, though, from what you know?
What the investigation has showed so far, you know, the NTSB is very careful about not letting out information before they've reached conclusions, and they are meticulous in their preparation of their reports and in their investigations. They already had a partial preliminary report, which the FAA and its leadership and Secretary Duffy with his leadership acted on quickly and stopped helicopter traffic in and around National Airport except in certain limited cases.
I'm curious what we're looking at in terms of sort of policy changes. I know it's early. They need to look at this report. But have there been discussions in advance of this report of, are lawmakers considering any policy changes or, any changes specifically to that airport?
No more than what you're seeing. They did reduce some routes, lower the number of flights that could come in and out, but they are slowly increasing those back. You have to understand that it's very safe to fly into National Airport. It is a busy airport. There are many busy airports, but all of our traffic gets monitored and flowed based upon safety considerations.
Larry, just one quick follow-up. There are a lot of concerns, though, about the state of our traffic, air traffic control, just in general being an antiquated system. What is the sort of latest on that in terms of funding or and the announcement of any major overhauls of that system?
Now you're on to the real issue. For years, we have been running on a system that's antiquated, that we have pieced and patched and doesn't meet the amount of traffic that we have. So you've cut, most people don't realize we've cut traffic on the East Coast by 10% over the last 4 years. And through the leadership of President Trump and Secretary Duffy, they have done more in 3 months to try to start moving to solve the problems inherent in our national airspace system than happened in the previous 4 years combined. They are doing a bang-up job of taking advantage of the focus on the air traffic control system. They are putting a package together which is going to try to address the fact that we use copper wires for our phone systems that break down all the time. We have floppy disks to run the computers at the FAA and in the air traffic control towers, which is incredible. I showed 4 people under 30 in my office the floppy disks. They couldn't even tell me what they were. They also use paper strips in the towers to pass off the traffic. The towers are in bad shape. They're going to address those. So they're putting a funding package together that would start to address these problems in real fashion. With the FAA, by the time they get their technology innovations out, they're no longer serviceable. They're outdated. And I think they're going to look at, I believe the Secretary is going to be looking at the procurement system at the FAA and how that can be improved so that we can get innovations and good products and run our traffic in a modern fashion and meet the demands that we're facing.
And if I could, we're speaking with Nick Calio, President and CEO of Airlines for America, and as you said, this is the crux of the issue, an antiquated, technologically archaic system right now for our air traffic control. And correct me if I'm wrong, but compared to other countries, including Canada, including nations that we work with in Asia and Europe, our system is well behind where those countries are. And why is that? I don't want to play the blame game necessarily, but it is sort of jarring to know that the U.S. is so far behind with regard to how we handle air traffic control.
Well, Larry, there's multiple reasons that this has occurred over time, and you are correct. Canada has a different system, and across the world, there's often a quasi-government organization or the private sector that run the system. Right now, however, we have a president and a secretary of transportation that are focused on making some really basic changes that will change how we handle air traffic control, and that is the key to the system here, getting the operations moving, and that's where their focus is.
So how quickly can a new system be implemented? What's the learning curve for the current air traffic controllers? And also, I know that there's an interest in rejuvenating the hiring practices and recruitment for air traffic controllers, which is a high-stress job. All of this sort of needs to happen at the same time, doesn't it?
It does need to happen at the same time, but you know, the fact of the matter is you have to start somewhere, and they are starting. We need air traffic controllers. Running more people through Oklahoma City. I give the, again, the secretary and the president a lot of credit for that. There's something called the College Training Initiative, which got obliterated during the Obama administration, where we have colleges like Vaughan College, Embry-Riddle, and others that can produce first-class air traffic controllers on a geographically diverse basis and feed them right into the towers. That needs to be rejuvenated for to make up for the 3,000 controller deficit that we face.
And finally, you mentioned other nations have sort of a quasi-hybrid public-private partnership to sort of oversee. I mean, obviously the American people benefit from having the best technology in these air traffic control towers, and it's part of the government's responsibility to protect their citizens when they're flying safely on commercial jetliners. But nobody is more interested in ensuring safe travel than the airlines. These corporations who handle commercial travel, this is a big part of their business model, to ensure and to let the ticket-buying public know that they are safe when they strap into that seat. So what can we do here in America to have more of a private-public partnership? Because right now the airlines don't really have a big say in this, do they?
Well, we do, and we're making our points known, but we've been talking about it for years, and that's why we're so pleased about Secretary Duffy and President Trump and what they're doing, because we're going to try to do a few things very quickly. Increase our air traffic control hiring pipeline to mitigate the shortage, modernizing the aging systems and technologies that we have, and ensuring the full funding of the FAA's facilities and equipment budget, which over the years, the appropriators on Capitol Hill and the authorizers have provided a good amount of money to. 92% of that budget, however, over the last 15 years has gone to piece and patch our aging system. So that's what we can do. And I think I also have to say, Larry, we are the safest system in the world. You are safer getting on an airplane in this country than you are walking out your front door. And that, I mean that literally. And we will continue to be that way because safety is our airline's North Star, and every one of our employees has to be certified and then recertified and recertified. It's a constant process, so there's no complacency in the system. And we put mitigating factors in place if we have to slow down flights. You know, one thing you can be assured of, if it's not safe, a plane will never get off the ground.
Yes, I have experienced that many times. The pilot, we have a small technical thing. We just need to get, we're looking for the mechanic to get this done. We're going to have to delay this flight. Yeah, trust me. We were well aware of that, and we appreciate it, no matter how frustrating it might be. Nick Calio, CEO and President of Airlines for America. We will be watching with great interest here, not just because this horrific collision happened in our backyard at Reagan Airport at the Potomac, but also because this does have a ripple effect on air travel all throughout this country. Thank you, sir, for giving us a preview on today's report.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You bet. It's 7:16.